CBA Mobile.
CBA N0TR Mobile.
Hey Tom, I'm kind of in a shadow here. I'm in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru here on Wade Hampton.
We are, hit that button, Bernice. We are across Maldi's here at Walmart. I just wanted to tell you it's $2.99 a gallon for gas there today, and they're not busy for some reason. Don't understand that.
Got about an eighth of a tank, so I need to get some. Yeah, the gas station at the top of the hill here, the Paris Point, I think it's called it, there at $2.99 as well. So, at least it's under $3.
Well, I don't know why. They had an accident down there about halfway between here and Publix a while ago. It took quite a while to clean up. Kind of in front of that Country Boys gardening shop. And yeah, there's some old boy out there with a walker trying to get across old Wade Hampton here, just down from Aldi's. Not a good plan. You probably ought to go to plan B, or plan F as in fly.
It's really sad to see. There's a guy, believe it or not, I mean, he is really brave. I don't think I could do this, but maybe he has to. He has an electric wheelchair, and he goes across all six lanes during rush hour. I don't know how he makes it, but he does.
Like that. Usually they got a tall stick and a flag on it anyways, but you know, with the drivers down here, I wouldn't bet on anything. This guy's just got one of them little carts you walk behind, you know. It's like a wheelchair, only a walking one. Yeah, maybe, I don't think it's got a seat on it. It's very tiny. And I feel sorry for him. I helped an old boy get into a wheelchair there at Aldi's a while ago, and everybody's just walking by him. And he shouldn't even try to go into Aldi's. I don't understand that. And finally, some lady stopped and gave me a little bit of a hand. But he was in pitiful shape. And this lady that was pushing him was not far from that. I mean, she was really elderly. I should talk about elderly. IR1.
There are people that are older than you. I had one guy. I was playing tennis this morning. Just finished a few minutes ago, and he said, "Aren't you 58?" I said, "I wish."
How old did he say he was? 58.
We got a wreck down here right in front of Walmart. Right smack dab in front of Walmart. Highway patrols here. I tell you, a motorcycle involved. It doesn't look too bad, but they're having to tow it. So anyway, I hope the guy didn't get hurt. There was one on the way to Tennessee too. They had had Edwards Roadblock going up the hill there to Pelham and. So anyway, there were accidents everywhere today.
A mobile in front of the speech station headed towards home. Yeah, I've watched down here. A lot of times they'll kill two or three a week on motorcycles or bicycles or both. The other day there was two guys on Harleys and they drove into the back of a semi truck. You know, I almost did that. One night I was on my motorcycle. I don't know if I was delivering for the drugstore or what, but I was in a residential area, and some old boy dropped off a tractor trailer, just the trailer part, and it didn't have good reflectors on it or anything, and he didn't set out any cones behind it. It was a little narrow residential street. And I just dang near ran into the back of it before I saw it.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Did you hear some QRM or or something, Tom. I'm not sure what that was. Oh, hey, Rusty. Oh, man, how you doing, bud?
Just had my baked potato with roast beef on it for lunch, and now I've got to go put some go juice in the car and then go home and upload all the pictures and stuff I did for my inspection this morning. So that's what I've been doing. And hello, David. Hello, Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
David, I'd have to correct you. I think that's QSB, which is bad because I'm hungry and he's talking about food. how you doing, Rusty? Well, we just went to John Deere dealer and exchanged the wheels that they gave me wrong Saturday. I bought a maintenance kit, and I do it every 50 hours with oil and plugs and air filter, oil filter and all that. But I needed them little wheels on the deck, and the boss, he got the, I guess they changed them on the newer model of the X370, and he gave me the big ones, and I needed the smaller ones. I'd rather have the big ones, to be honest with you. But, you know, they change things once a week around here to keep us old folks confused. And I don't know how anybody be older than I am, Dave, because I've been called older than dirt, so and they have to be pretty old.
KB4CBA. Well, you know, if you live long enough, you get that way eventually. But anyway, we'll tell you when you're old. I'm going to have to jump out of here. I got my grandson's lunch, and he spent the day in the ER yesterday, cut his foot wide open. And so anyway, we sat there with him, and so he's over here. He's not, you know, we kept him out of school, and he's staying with us today, and he's loving it. So anyway, got to pull in the garage, and y'all carry on. Go ahead and pick it up, Rusty, and 73s to you both, KB4CBA.
73, Dave, W2T. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Dave. Well, I hope your grandson's all right. Good afternoon to him, and we'll catch you down the line, Dave. This is N0TR. Oh, wow, there's a big chuck hole right there, Rusty. I just missed it, my Josie's. Going up the cutoff road here towards home. This road is, since that rainstorm the other day with 6.5 inches, it's beautiful.
Well, you're older than dirt, and I must be really, really old because I'm older than you are. So, you know, that's what happens when you hang around as long as we do. And well, I'm going to go down here to the Sam's and see if I can get some go juice. A little bit cheaper than elsewhere. And then I'm going to head home and upload all this data to the computer and send it all to California and then let them send it back to First Citizens Bank and Trust back over here on this coast. So, you know, it's part of what I do. And all. Interesting place I went today. A place that prints fabrics. And they print... They take the pattern off the paper and print it on the fabrics. And interesting place they've got there. Go ahead, W2T.
TR. Yeah, that does sound interesting. Renice is with me here. She bought some elastic for my ice bag that I use every morning when I get out of bed. And he's going to install it. It's blue, I think, and she said, you don't mind white on that, do you? I said, I'm not into style, I'm in. But I did find a nice sunglass holder at Wally World, but I was looking for a little tiny mobile pill box that I could carry. Mine broke, and I didn't find that, but I'm not going to go looking around for it, I'll tell you. Too much traffic out here today. All I want to do is get home and relax. Well, I'm glad you got your job done successfully today. That sounds interesting in a lot of ways, and it also makes you a little change. I told Dave it was $2.99 at Wally World there in Taylor's a while ago for gas, so I just needed 4 gallons, but I just went ahead and filled it up. What the heck?
For that, I'd stop and get it for that, but every place I looked by today, it was $3.29 a gallon. So, and I had to come this way anyway, so I thought I'd see what's over here. Oh, this is going to be interesting. Guess who's getting gas today also?
Oh, Gestapo?
How about Sam's Club? Their delivery truck is here right now. So, hopefully it won't disturb things too much and I can get a fill up here because I need it and everything.
Well, it does. Now and then, I've seen it slow down the delivery rate. I must have a person that's doing text or something up in front of me. They're live. And, well, Marie says they're old. Good, they're going to turn. Can't beat that. Get them out of the way. I'm right here by W4DJW's. At the horse farm, and he went to the dentist. Joy.
My dentist office, and they're still their systems are all still down. I mean, it's pretty bad when I can't get in there, when they can't do anything because they have no phones, they have no computer system, all of it is down, and so they're not able to do anything because they have to take my measurements and they have to scan them in and get everything ready for the new plate, and it's just one thing, you know, after another here, so I'm just kind of waiting for this guy in his Ford pickup truck to move out of the way so I can go ahead and pull up to where he is and let the lady behind me pull in behind me, so we both be able to get gas and all, since he's finally pulling out of the way and all, but anyway, I'll be back in a few minutes, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. It ought to be. It's usually considerably cheaper there at Sam's, but I don't like to wait in line, and that's hard to get in and out of there at times at Sam's. So we just get it at Willis's on the way home. 73's Rusty, W2T and 0TR. Clear.